Welcome to Meet Your Sweet. I'm Amy Waterman, and today we're talking about an issue that affects all guys at some point in their life. What happens when you reach that certain age, whether it's 35, 40, or beyond, and girls stop looking at you? Now, you know what I'm talking about here. You know, you're sitting in a club, you're surrounded by all these gorgeous young things, and you think, man, I'm way too old for this. You start to wonder, you know, am I just a dirty old man trying to relive my glory days? You know, maybe I should just be looking for women more my own age. Maybe I should be hanging out at bowling alleys or knitting clubs or something. Well, that is why we've brought in an expert who knows what it takes to boost your confidence again. If you are re-entering the dating scene after a divorce or separation, or if you're pushing 50 and wondering if it's wrong to want to date a woman half your age, Dean Cortez is the man you want to talk to. Dean is a former LA movie scriptwriter turned master pickup artist. You may know him for his best-selling seduction book, MAC Tactics, The Science of Seduction Meets the Art of Hostage Negotiation. He also co-wrote The Alpha Rules with Carlos Zuma. Now, Dean regularly rubs shoulders with seduction's best and brightest, and that's how he ended up creating his program, Secrets to Dating Younger Women. He got 14 of the super elite masters of women in dating to share their ultimate secrets to snagging a younger woman. And today, he's on the show right now with us to share some of those tips. Welcome, Dean, to the show.
Thanks, Amy. Good to be here.
Now, you have worn a lot of hats in your life. You write movie scripts. You write for major publications like FHM. You hang out with pickup artists. And now you are sharing your insights into what it takes to be successful at dating. With all that experience, what would you say is the number one thing that you have learned personally about what it takes to be successful with women and with life?
Well, Amy, you know, I think that having an abundance mentality is the key to all of this. You know, most guys, I would say 90%, if not more, go through life with a scarcity mentality when it comes not only to women, but anything they want to hold on to. You know, they meet a girl, they finally meet a girl they like, and she likes him, and so they cling to her. And if they lose her, it's the end of the world. They cling to a job they hate because they worry that if they go for the career they really want, it might not work out and they'll lose that security. And so having that scarcity mentality with women and in all areas is what I think holds guys back tremendously. And the truth is, Amy, there are limitless options out there when you've got the confidence and the skill set to go out there and make it happen. You mentioned my scriptwriting career, and it's funny, you know, back when I was in film school, I remember talking to Oliver Stone, the great filmmaker. And I asked him, I was very frustrated. I said, Oliver, you know, I'm writing all these scripts. I'm trying to break into the business. And it feels to me like it's all about being at the right place at the right time. Like it's all luck. And he said to me, you know, you create your own luck. It's about being everywhere all the time. You got to hustle. And you've got to approach it the same way when you decide, you know what? It is time for me to start attracting more women into my life and having the lifestyle that I deserve. You've got to be everywhere all the time. You got to work the internet. You got to go out, be social, expand your social networks, and just bring more women into your life. You know, there are endless opportunities for you out there, including younger women. That's what we'll discuss today.
That is such a great message, because one of the hardest things I struggle with as a dating coach is these guys who tell me there's no good women out there and the good women that are out there don't like me. And so there's nothing and this is terrible. And yet you ask them, what are they doing? Okay, so what are you doing to meet more women? And they're like, well, I go out once a month. You know, and that's, yeah. You're absolutely right. It's the attitude. And you are right. The attitude that you want to take is an attitude. There are lots of women out there. There are lots of women interested in you. And if one doesn't work out, there's always another. Getting to this topic of younger women, I'm fascinated by your course, Secrets to Dating Younger Women, because I don't think I've seen anything else out there like it. What got you interested in teaching guys how to date younger women?
Well, Amy, I'm personally interested in this topic of dating younger women for a couple of reasons. First of all, I'm in my mid-30s now, and among my large circle of friends, I'm one of the last guys who is still a bachelor, one of the last men standing, you might say. And I'm sure a lot of the guys listening to this interview or reading this interview are in a similar situation. You know, most, if not all, of your male friends are in serious relationships, or they've been married for a really long time. And on the one hand, you want to find your partner, you know, your soulmate, But on the other hand, you see your friends and their relationships and their marriages, and so few of them are really happy and fulfilled. And even the ones, even the friends of mine who are relatively content in their relationships and marriages, I think they could have done a lot better for themselves if they had held out and actually, you know, gotten a handle on their dating life and learned some of this stuff, developed these tools and these skills so that they would have options and then choose the woman who was truly right for them instead of jumping into a relationship just because they finally found a woman who reciprocated their interest. You know what I mean? In one of my books, The Alpha Rules, I wrote about men and marriage, and the analogy that I used was the movie Saving Private Ryan by Steven Spielberg, you know, the great World War II movie. And in that famous opening scene, the American forces come to invade the beaches of Normandy. They show up in these boats, and all the GIs are trying to pour off the boat and get on the beach, and the Nazis are open fire, and they're cutting the guys down, and a lot of the soldiers get cut down before they even get off the boat or before they even get to the beach. And only a handful of guys, you know, make it across that beach and you know, conquer the beach and win the day. And I see it as a lot of my friends getting married too young, you know, getting cut down before they ever get a chance, you know, cut down in their prime before they ever really get in the fight, you know.
Wow.
So whether you're 30, 40, 50 or older, you know, I want you to celebrate that fact. Stop getting down about it and see it as a massive opportunity right in front of you. And I'm sure you would agree, as happy as some of your married friends claim to be, they would love to be in your position right now, single and ready to mingle. Any awkwardness or nervousness you might feel right now about doing this, you're going to eliminate all of that when you build up the confidence and the skills that are all explained in my Dating Younger Women program. From this point forward, believe in abundance. But going back to the reason why I spent the last year tracking down all of these experts and assembling this program, well, another reason why I find this topic so interesting is because I do a lot of international traveling myself. And in other cultures and in other, you know, countries, a large age gap between the man and the woman is totally normal. In fact, it's expected. You know, a lot of these families over in these parts of the world would rather see their 23-year-old daughter marry a guy who's 5 or 10 years older, who has a game plan in life and is established and can really take care of her and raise a family. As an older guy, you want to radiate security and stability because those are the two prime qualities that women look for in a man. If you have a stable lifestyle and you have a game plan as far as where things are going in your life, you are unlike most 23-year-old guys. I mean, think of yourself when you were that age. You probably were pretty clueless. I know I was. And so now, with this maturity and this life experience, you are in the prime position to get the woman that you want. And if you are among the many men that would prefer to be with a younger woman, whether it's to date around or to find a life partner, then I've created this program to explain to you exactly how it's done, from the opening approach to dating to managing your relationships.
What I love about what you're saying is I think some of the guys who are listening to the program today are divorced or separated, and they're 35 or 38 or 40, and they're looking back at their life and they're thinking, you know, I should have a family by now, and instead I'm starting out from scratch. I have to start out all over again. But perhaps one of the reasons they are at that place is because back when they were the young 20-something and they had fallen in love, they thought, oh, what do I do when I fall in love? Well, I get married. That's just what people do. But what they don't realize is they lack experience to know what makes a good long-term relationship, and they actually have settled for the first woman they dated and married her. So the advice you're giving is going to ensure that when guys do find someone new, that they aren't going to make that same mistake and end up marrying someone that they're actually settling for. So that is wonderful. Well, one of the questions that I have then is for these guys out there who are re-entering the dating scene. They're starting off from scratch, but they don't have youth on their side. What would you say to these guys looking to rebuild their lives? I mean, is this a great place to be? Should they be happy to be single again at 40?
They definitely should, you know? And as far as these second marriages and marriages, you know, over the past 200 years, the U.S. government has been taking statistics on this stuff. They've been tracking it. And every year, there is a wider gap between the ages of women and men who marry each other. And in fact, when guys get married for the second time, they marry women who are, on average, 10 years younger. Look, the big secret that most women don't want you to know about is that these relationships are often very healthy. They often work out great. And just as the guys are out there looking for a younger partner, younger women are attracted to the qualities that older guys possess. It's totally doable. In fact, it's natural. Men and women in other cultures, throughout Europe, throughout Asia, they accept this. In America, it's a little bit less accepted, but the funny thing is it's totally accepted. In fact, it's expected among guys who are wealthy and or famous. If that's the case, no one has any problem with it, right? It would have actually been quite odd if someone like Donald Trump had married a woman in her 50s rather than some stunning young beauty, you know? And when George Clooney settles down, finally, it won't be with a woman his own age, I guarantee you. I've actually noticed in the tabloids that when a middle-aged celebrity marries a middle-aged woman, the media seems to go out of their way to photograph her in an unflattering way. It's almost like the media is biased against this kind of relationship. Brad Pitt is 12 years older than Angelina Jolie. Most guys don't know that. Her ex-husband, Billy Bob Thornton, is 20 years older. You know, Michael Douglas was 25 years older when he married Catherine Zeta-Jones. So my point is, it is accepted in our culture. It's expected, actually. But most guys believe they've got to possess looks or money in order to get these women. This simply isn't true. The quality women that I'm talking about here, I'm not talking about getting some 23-year-old ditz. I'm talking about getting a high-quality, mature, younger woman. They are not drawn to the money in and of itself. They're drawn to what that money represents. It represents a man who has confidence, who has status in life, and who had ambition and passion that allowed him to achieve this status. And any guy in his own way, in his own world, no matter where you live, what you do for a living, you can communicate these qualities to younger women to make them feel that really deep, powerful, lasting attraction. Not the fleeting attraction they feel for some 25-year-old hunk, you know, at the bar with a bunch of tattoos, you know? So these guys need to realize, no matter how long you've been out of the game really hasn't changed. In fact, the game right now is a lot better for men than it was 10 years ago. You know, for so long, women have had this multi-billion dollar industry designed to help them land a man. They've got Cosmopolitan magazine. They've got Oprah Winfrey. They've got all these books like The Rules that taught women how to land a man. And only recently did it become okay for men to start learning this stuff, studying it, and discussing it openly. You know, how can we get better with women? What skills can we develop? What strategies can we use? Nothing at all wrong with it. So right now you have information at your fingertips, like my program, and you have the internet, which has erased all borders and boundaries as far as meeting women. So the game is great right now, and I encourage you to jump on in.
That is wonderfully inspiring. I know, just to second what you've just said, as a woman, women tend to be more mature than the men their own age. Mm-hmm. So as younger women grow up, they learn, especially by the time they hit their 20s, that if they date anyone their own age, it's just going to be about having fun. And most girls, by the time they hit their early 20s, are looking to settle down. And sadly, the guys their own age aren't. Mm-mm. And so what you get with a lovely, you know, a 22-year-old woman who's finished college, she wants to start her career, she wants a life, she wants a house, she wants a family, she's going to look for an older man, not some guy out there in the frat house who's pissing away his salary on beer. She wants an older man, and that's the sort of quality woman that is everywhere looking for you right now. I know it's easy to say women are designed to look for older men have something to offer, but what if you're one of those older guys out there right now listening to this program and saying, I get what you say. Conceptually, I can understand that women want me, but I feel like I've lost my mojo. I feel old. I feel like I've lost my energy. I don't like my body anymore. How can you help these guys get their mojo back?
First of all, I encourage all of my students who are older guys to freshen up their look. You know, a lot of guys, especially as we get older, we get attached to a certain look in a certain style of dress. You know, some guys have worn, you know, a goatee or a beard or a mustache for the past 15 years or had a ponytail, and that's their look. Or they say, I'm the preppy guy, or I'm the computer guy, or I'm into comic books and science fiction, and that's the way that I dress. You know, my style reflects what I'm into. Well, you are a fluid concept. I always tell guys that. You have the power right now to totally change your look around. If you've worn facial hair forever, shave your face. Get a haircut. Get a new style. Instead of going to the same old barber shop and getting your same old $10 haircut, invest a little bit of money in going to a hip hair salon. Find a hip young woman or a gay hairdresser. They're really good at this.
Yeah.
And tell them to give you a makeover. They love this. They'll have fun with it. And they'll really hook you up. It does wonders for your energy level and your confidence level. It's an awesome feeling to show up at work on Monday morning with a new hairstyle and a clean-shaven face, and all the female coworkers of yours are like, wow, check you out. Wow, you know, they're digging it. And also, I would say that, you know, you've really got to develop your social network, and you've got to establish several date spots where you're going not only to meet women, but also to bring the women when you're out on dates, okay? Forget about the traditional rules of dating, which require you to spend money, take women out to fancy dinners, bring them flowers, take them to the movies. The traditional script, you know, because so often it backfires because you are totally unoriginal in this approach. You're framing yourself right off the bat as the guy who is trying to court her and trying to win her approval. So stop viewing it as asking a woman out on a date. The way you want to frame it is, you're a cool social guy, and you want to bring her along with you to the spots where you hang out, and you want to show her your world. And instead of coming off as a guy who is trying to impress her, you are the prize that needs to be won. That's one of the key concepts of this program. And it contains all kinds of cool methods, from your verbal communication to your nonverbal communication, that demonstrates to women that you are an asset, you are a valuable guy that she's going to want to pursue and win. So, as far as your spots where you hang out, it's very important to have your spots that you feel totally comfortable in, where you have control over the environment. You know, don't try to reinvent the wheel every time you bring a woman out on a date and try to blow her mind by showing her some totally new place that either of you have ever been to. Have your coffee shop, have your local bar, have the art galleries and the photo galleries where you bring women. It's okay to have four spots, and every time you go on a date, you repeat the same script, basically. You know, you've got to have a game plan in mind and leave nothing to chance. And now in those spots, it's very important to show your status as a man by knowing the staff, being warmly greeted whenever you show up. They know you by your first name. Women notice this, and it registers with them. If you are a man who knows people, people know you and respect you and value you, she's going to value you more, place more value on you. So to any of you guys who are coming off a divorce or a long relationship, and you haven't been in the dating game for a long time, this should alleviate a lot of your nervousness, because you're not going to play the dating game by those same old traditional rules, okay? You're taking a new approach and bringing women into your world.
Yeah, I totally agree with you. One of the things that women are really attracted to in older men is their experience and wider knowledge of the world. And if you can demonstrate your wider knowledge of the world by showing her things that she's never seen before, then she's going to look at those guys around her who are out partying in clubs and getting drunk, and she's going to think, why would I exchange this lovely man who takes me out to places I've never seen with this hot young hunk who parties a lot? I mean, come on. You know, I definitely know which one I would choose. Well, one of the things I know a lot of guys worry about is whether it's right to want a younger woman. You know, I don't blame a lot of these guys. You know, guys who are in their 40s, guys who are in their 50s. They look around at the other women their age that they think they should be dating, and they just don't feel attracted to these women. A lot of women, unfortunately, don't age well in the sense that they carry a lot of emotional baggage. Women who are in their 40s and 50s, if they're single, have often been divorced, and that can lead them with a bitter or a bit of resentment towards men that doesn't necessarily make them terribly appealing. What younger women, of course, have to go for them is their innocence and their freshness and the fact that they don't have all that baggage and they're still wide-eyed about the world, and it can be really fun to be in a relationship with somebody like that. What do you do then if you are an older guy who wants to date a younger woman but feels that the age gap is just a bit creepy?
Well, I think some of what you're saying plays into the stereotype that younger women are, by definition, less intelligent and less sophisticated and less mature than a woman who is 35 or 40 years old. And this simply isn't true. I mean, I know the guys can relate to what I'm saying here. You know, some of the most neurotic, immature women I've ever had the displeasure of meeting or dating, and some of the most unstable women, are women who are my own age. And the women who are in their 20s have a much fresher, more optimistic, more healthy outlook on life. Now, you may worry that you don't have things in common with her. You know, you listen to different music. That can be a good thing. Whoever says you need to be totally compatible with a woman, I think total compatibility is a recipe for boredom. You know, and boredom is the biggest enemy of any relationship. You can teach her new things. You can show her new things. Well, women really value a man who can share knowledge and broaden her life experience. And at the same time, be open to learning about her world. You know, again, we're talking about high quality young women, not young women who are obsessed with, you know, Britney Spears and reality TV shows. A lot of young women have a lot to offer in this regard. They can open up your horizons. And here's the kicker. You settle down with a younger woman, studies have shown you will actually live longer. It's true.
Wow.
You know, studies have shown that a younger girlfriend or a younger wife actually extends the lifespan of the man. You know, that youth and vitality literally rubs off on you. So if anyone asks you why you're dating a woman who's 15 years younger than you are, say, you know, I want to live. It's about survival.
Wow. So,
and it is. I really doubt Hugh Hefner would still be bopping around in nightclubs and having a ball in his 80s if he didn't have those younger women around him, rubbing off on him.
That is great. Well, I have a question that sprung up in my mind. You said that the kind of younger women, obviously, an older guy would want is a woman who values maturity, who values wisdom, who values new experiences, not the kind that's listening to Britney Spears. And I thought that was a great description. Where does a guy find those kinds of women? Because I wonder, are clubs really the best place to meet younger women, or is there somewhere better?
Clubs can be a great place, but I encourage guys to get out during the daytime and meet women that way. You know, art galleries, photo galleries, coffee shops, at the park, at the gym, at bookstores. There are endless places to meet younger women, and there are ways to approach them and start conversations in a way that feels really fun and natural and comfortable. You're never going to be the creepy guy, you know, coming out of left field and, you know, and ambushing women and making them feel on edge. In this Dating Younger Women program, we teach a lot of ways to break the ice, get a conversation flowing, and then steer the conversation in the right direction, in a way that feels fun and interesting to her. She's not going to raise her force field the way she does when some guy walks up to her in a nightclub and starts hitting on her, you know? There is a way to do this tactfully and effectively in any situation.
Well, I want to know some of those tips then. If you're going and trying to chat up a girl who's, let's say, 10 years younger than you, how do you make sure you come across as that cool, sophisticated older man that she wants to be with, not that dirty old man that she wants to get away with?
Well, you know, in this program, we have over a dozen of the top dating coaches. We've got seduction gurus, pickup artists, different guys in this program who have huge, you know, worldwide followings, guys who have been on television and all over magazines and in print with best-selling books. And one of the guys is named Zan Parion. He's a very famous name in the seduction community, as it's called. He actually was a mentor to Neil Strauss, who wrote the book The Game, the big bestseller about pickup artists. And Zan is a guy in his 40s, and one of his tips I really practice a lot. And what it does is it neutralizes the age gap. So you're talking to the younger woman, striking up the conversation, you know, strike it up, get it going. And then you'll say to her, you know, before she ever brings up your age, you bring it out into the open and put it right on the table. And you use your age as an asset. So you'll say to her something like, so how old are you? What are you like, you know, 24, 25? And I always guess a few years younger than how old I actually think she is. And so she'll say, actually, I'm 28. And I'll go, God, you know, I'm 35 and you're 28. This would never work out. You know, and so I'll frame it that way. And then I'll start being playful with her and teasing her about how much I think she doesn't know, and framing myself as an older guy. I know she's into me. I'm sort of communicating that. But you know what? I have high standards. I'm a man of life experience, and this would just never work out between us. Now you're framing yourself as sort of a challenge, and a smart, hip, younger woman is going to have fun with this and start trying to demonstrate to you she is on your level. Now, when you frame it that way, you're off on the right foot. In the program, you'll learn a lot of other ways to steer the conversation and then build that attraction and get the results that you want. But it's so important to start it the right way and frame it the right way. You're not the creepy older guy who's trying to be young and hip, or you're not concealing your age. You're bringing it right out into the open, and you're basically letting her know, yes, I am an older guy. It's obvious. And as an older guy, you know, I only date a certain caliber of woman. The question you are subconsciously sending out is not, am I worthy of this young woman's attention? The question is she worthy of your attention? Frame it that way, and women will take the bait, follow your lead, and go with it.
That is so great, because one of the huge mistakes then that a lot of older guys are making is trying to present them as young and hip dudes, then the age doesn't really matter. And what you're saying is, no, 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 back up, people. You are not actually 25. You are actually 35 or 40 or 55. And you need to make sure that your age is something that gives you one up on these 25-year-olds, not something that you're trying to ignore and pretend isn't there.
Yeah, and it's also really important to remember to be fun and playful in these interactions, okay? Those are big parts of this, too. You don't want to be the old stick in the mud. Well, I'm into fine wine and, you know, art in 19th century literature. You can be a fun, playful, cool guy in your own way without trying to pretend to be the young hipster. That can just be embarrassing when you see the guys in the nightclubs who are going bald and they're wearing shirts that are too tight, you know, and outfits that are really consciously trying to be hip and trendy. whenever a woman gets the sense that you are trying too hard, you've pretty much lost the battle.
Yeah, definitely. It's so funny when you describe the older guys who are too serious. I just immediately, this vision passed through my mind of all of the online dating profiles that I've browsed through. And there are a lot of older guys who take themselves very seriously and take their fine senses and appreciation for the finer things in life so seriously. And it is. It's a big red flag. It says run away.
It does.
These guys aren't going to be any fun.
As long as you can make a woman smile and laugh and have fun, you are way ahead of the pack. So having a sense of humor is great. If you've got one, you have a great built-in advantage. But what I teach in this program are ways to keep the conversation flowing in the right direction so that you never run out of steam and you're never relying only on humor, because that does not build attraction. You can't just be the funny, goofy guy. That's how guys wind up in the friend zone. You've also got to communicate your sexuality and your masculinity and your other positive assets. And the key to doing this is doing it in a subtle way, planting subconscious seeds in her mind about you, so you never have to brag or talk about yourself too much.
Definitely. Well, one of the questions I have, and you've mentioned it before, but I really want to push you on it. How do you deal with those massive generational differences like Gen X versus Gen Y? The two of you will have completely different perceptions of history. She will have never known a world without cell phones and internet. You'll remember the Cold War and the Berlin Wall coming down. She's going to be listening to all of this new music that you've probably never even heard of. When she listens to your music, she's going to think, oh my gosh, yeah, you like old school. And you're like, well, that wasn't old school when I was growing up. That was the hot new thing. You're going to have these moments while you're dating where the age difference is really going to come in sharp relief because you've just come from two different worlds. How do you get over that little hump when it just kind of seems like you are from two totally different planets?
Well, the first thing is you just don't be judgmental of a younger woman for being younger and having other interests. Instead, you know, it can be a fun part of your relationship. It'll never be boring if she's constantly exposing you to new things and you're exposing her to new things. Younger women tend to be kind of idealistic. You know, she may have dreams, like perhaps she wants to be an actress or a Hollywood star, but she has no acting experience. Or perhaps she says she wants to go and join the Peace Corps and save the world. Never be condescending or judgmental about her hopes and her dreams. Instead, encourage them and foster them and talk to her about them. And as far as music, you know, I mean, younger women have turned me on to like cool new bands, even new TV shows or movies that I never would have looked at unless she had turned me on to them. These women, obviously, I'm not married yet, so these women haven't become a permanent part of my life. But with each relationship with a younger woman, I have learned new things and gotten hipper about certain things that have made, that's made my job a lot easier as I meet other women. You know, I have these things to discuss now. So even a conversation in a bar with a younger woman can yield a lot of what I call intel about what these younger women are into these days. And it gives you great conversational topics for all your future interactions. So again, don't worry so much about compatibility. I don't want to meet a woman where we're into all the same music, we have all the same interests. I want to learn new things in each relationship that I'm in. And I want to show women new things and bring them into my world and expose them to new experiences. Women often get bored with guys their own age because these guys don't bring anything new to the table. Eventually, it fizzles out.
I love what you're saying there, because ultimately it boils down to open-mindedness. If you are not willing to be open-minded, then you may not want to date a younger woman, because she is going to challenge you. She's not going to do things the same way you do. She's not going to agree with everything you say. She's going to have a very different perception on things. If you're open-minded, those things can be wonderful. But if you're not, if you really feel like, well, an old dog can't learn new tricks, then your attitude needs to change before I think you go off and start dating younger women. Well, we've got time for one last question. And this is a question that refers to once you've met a younger woman, you've started dating her, and it really feels good. You hang out, it's wonderful, and you think, oh my gosh, this actually could really go somewhere. But then you reach certain other challenges that can even be harder than the ones you faced in the beginning. What if she wants babies and she wants to raise a family, but you've already raised your family? You're not really sure if you want to do it again. what do you do, you know, if you go to a family function with this beautiful young woman by your side and you see your kids and your ex-wife there and they freak out and they say, Dad, what are you doing? How could you do this? How could you leave mom for a, you know, ditzy bimbo? You know, how do you deal with these inevitable situations that are going to come up?
Well, first of all, don't date ditzy bimbos. Okay, I don't care. You know, there are 45-year-old bimbos out there as there are 21-year-old bimbos. Some of the biggest bimbos are the women who are older and never learned any better. You know, at least a younger woman can change. You can mold her a bit. But, you know, it's your life. It's your life to live. And look, the reality is that the people who resent these relationships are older women, you know, and obviously it makes them uncomfortable. They don't like the idea that a guy your age can go out and land a younger, more attractive woman. Also, your male friends may put up some resistance. They may mock you a little bit. But where does that come from? It comes from jealousy. You know, who would they rather be with in bed at night, you know? So if your ex-wife has a problem with it, I say, good for you, man. You know, she's your ex-wife for a reason. Let her stew over it. However, I should note that I don't advise guys to pursue and date younger women just to have a trophy on their arm. You know, if that's your style, if that's what you're looking for, I suggest you look inside yourself and figure out what it is, what gap it is you're trying to fill inside of yourself. You really shouldn't need that form of validation. Dating a bimbo, as you said, will only lead to problems. But as far as the reactions of your friends and family, it's your life to live. You're a big boy and you know what you're doing. And again, when you have that abundance mentality, you'll go out there and you'll date a few bimbos. You'll date a few women who are a little bit too young emotionally and not the right fit for you. But when you have these tools and these skills and this confidence level, you are going to eventually find the woman who is perfect for you. And that woman, when you bring her to a family function, this woman is sharp, she's sexy, she's intelligent, she's educated, she's funny. Anybody who has a problem with that relationship, then they have insecurities of their own that they need to deal with, and it's not your problem. Go ahead, live your life, have fun. And I believe life is so much more fun and rewarding when you stop playing by the traditional rules that we've been conditioned to believe in as far as women and dating and marriage, and be with the women who you personally feel are most desirable. Now, I'm sure a lot of you guys are thinking, well, this all sounds fantastic, but, you know, I just don't have the ability to go out there and do this the way I want to. Well, get the program and learn the skills.
Well, for all you guys out there listening, you have heard tons of tips on how to date younger women. You can go out there right now and put that into practice. But if you want more information, Dean is giving away a free Secrets to Dating Younger Women mini course on his website. All you have to do is sign up and he'll send you the first installment right away. Now, I will give you the link to go to that sign up page in just a minute. But first, if you want more tips on how to snag a woman who's younger than you, if you want to hear what over a dozen of the top experts in the world have to say about dating younger women, then what you really want is Dean's full course, Secrets to Dating Younger Women. Now, I'm warning you, this program is not some 5-minute flick through and then you're done. His course contains a manual of over 230 pages and 11 plus hours of audio. That is serious content and serious advice to get you through literally any situation with younger women. And that's not even counting all the bonuses. So if you truly want to be dating women who are 5, 10, 15 years younger, if you want to prove that you still have what it takes to get the girl, then this is an investment you need to make. To get your copy of Secrets to Dating Younger Women and to sign up for Dean's free mini course, all you have to do is go to this website, www.attractyoungerwomen.com. Got that written down? Again, it's www.attractyoungerwomen.com. Thank you so much, Dean, for being on the show. You've given away so many tips. I can't wait to see what's inside your program.
Well, thank you, Amy. It's been a pleasure.
And that's it from us here at Meet Your Sweet. Join us again for more great information on how to change your life starting today.